This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah! Third hour of our get-together. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! All right, better get it done. Big, beautiful Bill, what's going on here? President Trump says you screw this up and you could have a 68% tax increase on the people.
Ooh.
Yes.
But I thought I was hearing that that wasn't true.
Oh, I just happen to have some of the silly stuff here. Let's see. Here it is. And some of these people, well, it's a Democrat, so she could be mistaken, an idiot or a liar or a combination thereof.
Ooh, The trifecta, yeah.
Indeed. An interview with ABC News on Monday, U.S. Senate candidate, Congresswoman Haley Stevens, a Democrat from Michigan, responded to a question on whether she worries about taxes going up if this big, beautiful bill doesn't pass. And she said she's worried about the deficit and other provisions in the bill. And I don't think that vote will lead to higher taxes. What?
Okay.
She clearly doesn't understand it now. I don't know what she was doing in 2017, but Trump enacted huge tax cuts for everybody across the board, not just for the billionaires.
Oh,
we get so tired
goodness.
Of hearing. Yeah. And if that is not rectified or reconciled, as the case may be, then you're going to see a sunsetting of those tax cuts. And that means your taxes are going to go up. And the president says by 68%. But this, well, you're in Congress. I guess you should sort of know what's going on. As the Senate continued to inch closer to finalizing President Donald Trump's one big, beautiful bill, the president took to social media earlier to warn that a failure to come to an agreement would end the largest tax increase in history. This comes after lawmakers had been in a marathon voterama for several hours, submitting amendments to the mega bill from either side of the aisle. Republicans, the one big, beautiful bill, perhaps the greatest and most important of its kind in history, gives the largest tax cuts and border security ever. Jobs by the millions, military vets increases, and much more. The failure to pass means a whopping 68% tax increase, the largest in history. That was posted by our president. There is currently no end in sight as Republican leaders are searching for ways to garner support for the bill while simultaneously fighting proposed amendments from Democrats who are opposing it. GOP leaders have a narrow margin and cannot afford to lose more than three Republican senators, as two, Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Rand Paul of Kentucky, they've already indicated that they oppose it. Tillis announced he would not be seeking re-election after Trump made threats of a campaign against him. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota said Republicans are, quote, figuring out how to get to the end game, but an end to the Voterama has been predicted to come well into the middle of the night. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's who do we have here? Sonny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just can't stand these damn Republicans. They if it's the Democrats, they go along to get along. If it's something a Republican president wants to do, they fight them tooth and nail. Other than that, they're useless. I can't stand them. They read the bill. Oh, it's going to increase taxes, or it's going to increase the debt. Yeah, temporarily, but if you read the whole thing and you understand what Trump is doing, he needs that money just to get going, and then you'll see the programs change, like building of the Keystone Pipeline and a lot of other things, helping out farmers. You talk about gambling. If you're a farmer, that's the biggest gambler going in this country.
Yeah, yeah. Look, to your point, some Republicans, look, Rand Paul is pretty darn consistent, okay? And I think that he's a pretty wise guy and a wise leader, and that's all well and fine. But you do have to look when there is no really viable alternative. You know, he doesn't have to support it, but I think it might be in the best interest. And yes, when you were saying, yeah, people don't really understand it. Now, I know Rand Paul does. He gets what the president's trying to do. He's standing on principles of, you know, when he says it's time to cut, it's time to cut. And he's going to stick by that, it would appear. And he's, you know, well within his rights to do that. I hope it doesn't mean the non-passage of the bill. I just think that would be bad. Could they have done a better bill in both the House and the Senate? Oh, come on. Of course. Yeah. Of course. But you still have to live in the real world. It's easy for us to go, you know, you just cut this and cut this and cut this. And we know that could be done, but it's not easy. Not easy at all. And so you're going to get kind of what you're going to get. And you're never going to get always what you want, even if you do have a majority in the House, the Senate, and a Republican or a Republican in the White House. Trump's whole thing is based on growth, which is a sound way to do things. He knows he can unleash the economic power of America. And that's what he's attempting to do. The folks that measure these things, like the CBO, you know, I can't tell you how many times they've been wrong, and not even close. They've been wrong on both ends of the expenditure versus the savings, et cetera. They've been so far off. I don't even know if they're really valid predictors of anything. But this does hinge on growth. Now, of course, the left of center folks, they don't want things to go well. They don't want economically for us to prosper. Well, and certainly not if Donald Trump's going to get credit for it. They just can't stand that.
Uh-uh.
But yes, it hinges on growth, and to get there, certain things need to be done. And then there's certain things they can't deal with because this isn't a regular budget. This is a reconciliation. Not everything is on the table. That's part of the issue. Remember, normally you'd have to get like 60 votes in the Senate. But this is done through reconciliation, so you just need a majority. But if you're going to take that shortcut, then the downside is not everything is on the table.
Well, that's where I kind of see some inconsistency in this parliamentarian. So obviously, like a lot of, 2A folks, I'm not happy that the Short Act or the Hearing Protection Act have been kicked to the curb. Her point was those aren't financial decisions. Those are basically a structure item, which is that whole bird bath, if you will. That's why those got kicked out. I don't like it, but I get it. But then she turns around on the whole Medicaid for illegals.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. To me, that is a financial thing. It should have stayed in. So I don't like that there's inconsistency on that.
It has to do with it being policy and a, I don't know what the terminology is, but kind of a, a locked-in expense, an expense that you can't mess with within the bounds of reconciliation. That's
right.
My understanding. And I agree with you. It doesn't necessarily make sense.
Right.
These are the things that sometimes just don't make sense. Single women who are looking for a man, but they're looking for certain things, but one of the new things they want to hear. Remember Tim Allen from Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Remember the grunt he used to do?
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear that. Women want to hear that when men are, you know, going on their dating app.
Really?
Yes. They want to know, do you have the Tim Allen grunt?
Wow. I'm not going to ask when they wanted to use it. I don't know what this is all about. I don't know.
I'm just telling you, it's
okay.
Kind of the latest, newest
thing, huh?
Little trend, if you will.
Huh. Wow.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Serving our government, serving the people, not only not getting respect, but really making their jobs dangerous. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, and I'm talking about ICE and the tough job that they have. Listen to this. Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Todd Lyons says left-wing activists are targeting ICE agents. You knew that. That's not news. But did you know some are actually going after the agents' families, including their children?
Oh, man. That's not good.
And that's one of the reasons why they decided to wear masks. It's very important because these people are sickos, and they're tracking them down, including their families, and doxing them. And then you've got these TikTokers and other weirdos. I mean, they're some even calling for the execution of ICE agents.
Ugh.
You can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents, the activist in a TikTok video states.
And then you've got Democrat politicians saying, oh, these people shouldn't be out there wearing masks and hiding their faces.
Yeah.
Well, it's your party that makes it necessary.
This is this again shows the craziness of the left.
Yeah.
And then it gets worse. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi criticized a CNN report that was highlighting an app that alerts users, an app, alerts users to nearby immigration and customs enforcement sightings. And she put out a warning. Hey, the developer of that app, mm-hmm. better watch out.
Wow.
Apparently, a lot of people are upset that CNN, you know, made that a major news story. Well, I mean, the story's out now. But yeah, they were basically, my understanding was, kind of promoting the app. And it was created by Joshua Aaron, who said he wanted to do something to fight back against the Trump administration's deportation of illegal immigrants, which he likens to being reminiscent of Nazi Germany.
There we go again. Well, they are just not really original on this at all.
Nope. It's a brainwashing that has taken place with a lot of these young people. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
Well, this whole Nazi connection to MAGA, you know, whatever it is, it's like you would think after a while that would get old. You would think that it's like, okay, you know,
the irony is
the Jewish people love Donald Trump. Maybe we shouldn't call him Hitler.
I don't know. In the future, they may use MAGA the same way that they use the word Nazi now, at least that according to I guess he's sort of an actor, comedian, kind of catch-all.
Yeah.
Basically rode the coattails of Conan O'Brien. That Andy Richter guy, you remember him?
Yeah, he just kind of a lump.
Yeah, he floated a bold prediction Friday about how he thinks the word Nazi will be redefined in the near future. He was in his lefty little social media, the Blue Skies, I guess it's a bunch of nutbags. And tells his followers that in 20 to 30 years, we will no longer be using the word Nazi because it will be replaced by MAGA.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That is
He said,
stupid.
I would bet $1 zillion that in the same way we use Nazi to describe a particular kind of person today, in 20 to 30 years, people will use MAGA. So good job, America, he blurted out on the radically left-wing platform. Yeah. Richter, typical far, far left member of the Hollywood elite, of course. Mm-hmm. He has made many hate-filled comments, such as the one above. In the past, he's gone after Christianity, dismissed leaks from the Biden Supreme Court, and even once went on a personal tirade against Breitbart News' own John Nolte back in 2015. His left-wing opinions are not so unoriginal. He's also an anti-gun nut. He mindlessly celebrates abortion. So, yeah, these are
the kind of people that I can't support them in any way. And same with, you know, we've talked about that with some of our favorite bands back in the day. It's like, you can believe and say whatever you want. I agree with that right. However, when it's so diametrically opposed to anything I think or feel or believe, then you've lost me.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's absolutely no parallels to it at all. If anything, it is a left that is behaving like Nazis. That would be much more accurate if you wanted to go that way. Let me just do a quick follow-up because maybe I left some people hanging. This is what the whole Tim Allen home improvement grunt. A woman, just one woman, started it on her dating app profile, asking potential suitors to give her their best impersonation of actor Tim Allen's grunts from the show Home Improvement. The popular sitcom ran for like 8 seasons during the early 90s. And Tim the Tool Man Taylor was his character. And, you know, if you're familiar with the show, of course, you know it was very funny. Well, Kathin, as she's known in the cyber world, first shared a video on TikTok putting many desperate eligible bachelors on blast who responded to her Hinge prompt that read, I get along best with people who can do the Tim Allen impression. Yeah, like that. Let me see what you got, she said. To give context to viewers, she wrote in overlay text on her video, "My version of the 4B movement includes making men on Hinge do an impression of Tim Allen before they're allowed to speak to me."
Wow.
She played each hilarious impression one by one, and that was only the beginning. Several other videos of grunting impressions followed, and the most recent one, captioned "They're back," has gone viral, garnering almost 500,000 views.
My goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
And then people comment. They go, "Is this like a kink thing?" And another one said, "I have no idea, but the Tim Allen grunt is the real Roman Empire for men." And somebody else said, "Watching this is better than dating. Absolute cinema," said another person.
That's funny.
Yeah. Tim Allen said at one time the grunt originated from playing a venue of stand-up where it was mostly men just eating and making grunting noises. They wouldn't even pay attention to his comedy act.
Really?
So he started doing the grunting thing, and he said, and they started paying attention, and a career was born.
That's amazing.
Kind of cool. 828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Answer first, ensuring our safety 24/7. 97.3 The Sky salutes first responders. The Sky Valor Honors Program. Valor,
valor, valor. We recognize the bravery of local law enforcement and first responders. This is what Valor is all about, shining a light on these heroes who are first on the scene when the unthinkable happens. And we honor their life-saving efforts that go above and beyond the call of duty to keep us all safe. The 9th Annual Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR and Campus USA Credit Union. Special thanks to Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, and BJ Trophies and Awards. From the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, saluting Sergeant Issa Bright, Deputy Jason Upshaw, and Deputy Robert Cortez Rodriguez. It was the late night hours, Monday, June 16th. Alachua County Sheriff's Office Combined Communications Center received multiple calls reporting a small truck traveling southbound in the northbound lanes of U.S. Highway 301. The vehicle was already involved in a crash and was driving in the wrong direction toward other motorists. Deputy Upshaw located the vehicle where it continued traveling the wrong way. Upshaw positioned his patrol car in the middle of the highway with emergency lights activated. The truck rammed the driver's side of Upshaw's vehicle, then continued recklessly southbound, posing a grave threat to others on the road. Realizing the urgent need to prevent a head-on collision, Sergeant Bright positioned his patrol vehicle directly in the truck's path. The truck collided with Bright's vehicle, effectively bringing it to a stop. With deputies rushing to the crash, the truck caught fire. Realizing the driver was still inside, Bright, Upshaw, and Cortez Rodriguez rushed to the burning vehicle and pulled the driver to safety before it became fully engulfed in flames. An investigation later revealed that the driver was experiencing a significant medical emergency, which contributed to the erratic driving. The subject was transported to a local hospital for treatment. For their extraordinary courage, placing themselves in personal danger to save other motorists, the Alachua County Sheriff's Office and 97.3 The Sky are proud to salute Sergeant Esau Bright, Deputy Jason Upshaw, and Deputy Robert Cortez Rodriguez as today's Sky Valor honorees. The Sky Valor Honors Program, presented by Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR, and special thanks to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet, Palm Chevrolet of Ocala, Crime Stoppers of Alachua and Levy Counties, and BJ Trophies and Awards.
Oh, you've heard this before.
Yes, I have. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:38. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning so far.
Yes, it is.
Talking trash.
And it's moving quickly.
It is.
4th of July weekend for a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be traveling. And let me just give you a quick update here from a tropical weather update. Radiant Credit Union, you know, they help us keep an eye on these things. It is, after all, hurricane season, although still considered early in it. There's a disturbance and this unsettled kind of environment and air, kind of a low-pressure system. And it kind of is across Florida right now, and that's why you'll get some pop-up showers and different things. Could this develop into something more significant? Well, at this point, it is still hard to tell, so we'll continue to keep an eye on it. But I think generally what this is going to mean is we're probably going to have a fairly wet 4th of July, possibly 4th of July weekend. So we'll stay on top of this thing, and if anything really develops, they give it a 30% chance of forming into something within 7 days. So formation through the next 48 hours, they say, is near 0%. But some things could happen after that. Again, we'll stay on top of it, thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union. You know, I've been stopped by TSA before.
Okay.
One time I think I got stopped because I was being profiled. This was years ago. It wasn't TSA, I guess.
Right.
It was actually detectives Broward County.
Really?
I was flying out of there. Yeah, it was after, I think it was a Monday Night Football game. I was flying out of there.
Oh, profiled. And, so what? Just to interrupt there, what profile do you think you kind of fit?
Well,
at that time?
I had long hair, a beard. I was wearing my Zubas, you know, my workout clothes, you know.
Right.
And yeah,
fanny
just
pack,
carrying
maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a duffel bag.
Mm. Oh,
and they asked if they could look inside my duffel bag. Now, I wasn't in line to get on a flight. I was just walking down the hallway. Yeah.
Now, that's interesting.
And they said, I don't know if they used the word profiling. They go, it's just a random thing. I go,
yeah, it's never
random. I don't see you talking to any random elderly ladies.
See, that's what
I'm
talking
about. Look, they were good sports about it.
Yeah.
And
I
said, look, if it makes your job easier, sure, do your thing.
Sure.
You know?
That's nice.
They went through it fairly quickly and
right.
Let me on my way. But yeah, I was definitely profiled. Other times, one time in Columbus, it went off on my face. That's the only time it did
really?
It.
Really?
And that's because, you know, I had the plates. I had 8 plates and 42 screws.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I don't know if it went off on the plates or the screws. The screws are stainless, so that might have been what it was.
Huh.
But it never happened anywhere else there. But, yeah, I've been stopped. The belt buckle sends it off or whatever. But here's a new one, at least for me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Swamp crotch.
Excuse me?
Well, look, if you're from Florida, let me put it to you this way. When I was a kid in Florida, I worked at a gas station down in Port Charlotte.
Okay.
And it was summertime.
Here comes TMI, people.
And, you know, when it's hot and it's summer and, you know, your underdrawers start, you know, collecting moisture and what have you, and that rubs on you, and, well, it doesn't feel good. And, I mean, we all perspire, you know, some more heavily in different areas, right? So anyway, apparently, this is kind of a new one. Checkpoint alarm bells began blaring around a traveler's groin, as happened to one befuddled passenger not long ago, and there's a chance it's due to extreme wetness in their pants. I flew for the first time in 15 years this week, and both airports flagged my crotch at the arms-up scanner. A confused tripper confessed on Reddit recently. Described herself as a mid-sized adult woman, 169 pounds, 5'8", wearing bike shorts and normal underwear. The Skyway siren assured social media readers that her private parts are neither pierced or outfitted with medical devices,
okay,
in case you're thinking that.
Sure.
She claimed her pockets were totally empty. And she said, I don't care about the pat-down. They were polite and professional and doesn't bother me. But I'm wondering, what did it? And internet know-it-alls say it's crotch sweat, and they're likely right. Sweat, feminine products could be anything, but those seem to be the culprits.
Wow.
Another person said, last time I flew out of my home airport of Tampa, I got searched too, admitted an equally clammy jet setter. The security guard said something unnerving like swamp rot or swamp crotch or something similarly embarrassing. It's a bodily function that can wrongfully trigger red flags. Now, that's per a TSA so-called expert. Perspiration is probably the weirdest thing that can set off scanners. It has to do with millimeter wave technology and how the waves bounce off of water. The insider added that because the machines often generate false alarms set off due to sweat in some countries, including France and Germany, where they have sweaty armpits, even the women.
Yes.
They banned the scanners altogether.
Wow.
Yeah. But massive moisture isn't the only reason TSA technology might mistake one's undercarriage for a dangerous weapon. It's been alleged that frequent flyers boasting larger features like a, I didn't write this, bootylicious behind.
Uh-huh.
Can expect to be stopped and searched before getting the green light to board a plane. Okay.
Wow.
You know what I was thinking? Was the technology developed to hone in on perspiration? And the reason I ask that is, isn't that one of the telltale signs that somebody might be up to no good? They're kind of sweating.
Yes, that's true. Heart rate can change.
I wonder if they said, hey, you know what? If this pulls aside a couple of sweaty people.
Uh-huh.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah, one time I was flying from Atlanta to Jacksonville. I bought a one-way ticket the same day I flew, and that profiled me.
Yes.
I got stopped and searched 3 times. I'm blind, and I had a guide dog, so I had a stainless steel water bowl in my backpack. That threw off all kinds of alarms.
Uh-huh.
I got searched at the TSA. I got searched going through the airport, and I got searched again at the gate.
Wow.
So how many pounds of cocaine were you able to smuggle?
I guess you know, just don't buy a one-way ticket the same day you're flying.
No, that
sets off red flags.
That is one, yep.
And, yeah, the stainless steel container of any sort is not going to be, they're not going to be happy with that.
The one time we were really ticked at that whole scenario was nice since passed, but my mom's late husband, he had a knee replaced. Mm-hmm. He's in his 80s, and they're like scanning, and they get to his knee, and guess what?
How many years ago are we talking?
10.
Okay.
Well, maybe a little over. Maybe a little over.
Been commonplace, I would say, for 25 years.
But you're pulling over an 80-year-old guy because his knee is beeping. You know.
Never trust those old guys anyway. I never trust them.
See?
Never trust
them. Yeah, but now you...
Because old men rule.
You're close to being one now.
When they're done that,
just saying.
They tend to drool.
Uh-huh.
I know. I'm in that category now.
Uh-huh.
Get off my lawn! Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. I got to get me a pair. Good morning and welcome. 8:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Nike released WNBA star Caitlin Clark's new sneaks. Yeah.
Yeah, and you want some?
Yeah. They'll probably be
collectors,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just came out yesterday.
Okay, well, get some.
No, they're already gone.
In a day?
In fact, they said... The entire inventory sold out in 5 minutes.
No. That's, wow.
Anything, a Rolling Stone concert doesn't sell out that fast.
When you're hot, you're
hot. How'd she do that?
That's amazing.
Oh, they must have been really cheap.
Oh, I doubt
They were the $30 Nikes.
Yeah?
No, I was being facetious. They're $190.
Wow. Okay.
$190, Kobe 5, Kobe V.
Okay.
Pro Tro. Whatever that means.
Wow.
Kobe Pro Tro.
I guess, and I've got friends that are probably into that stuff. I couldn't pay $200 for a pair of tennis shoes.
Let me tell you something. There's people making money off this.
Oh,
they went
for
$190.
Yeah.
They lasted only a few minutes, and then it was only minutes later. They're posted on eBay for $400 a pair, and people were given that.
Wow. Okay, maybe I would buy for a couple hundred.
Nike described Clark's shoe as featuring midnight navy, bright crimson, vibrant hints of university gold, and polished off with a high-gloss finish that glistens under the spotlight. Yeah, they better look good for $190, but it doesn't matter because they're not available.
Whoops.
Isn't that crazy? Clark had previously noted she only wears Nike Kobe models when she hits the court. And it's not the first time she's had a quick sellout on gear. 2024, her WNBA All-Star jersey immediately went out of stock as well.
Mm.
But she's not the star of the league.
Well, depends who you ask.
Yeah.
Good old Angel, I'm a real wench, witch. Yeah, Reese, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, no, seriously, if you do the numbers, Caitlin Clark is basically carrying the league.
Oh, nobody was watching. Nobody cared.
Right.
Not at all, no.
Does she have a trading card? Maybe we should look into that.
Oh,
sure, she probably does.
Sure,
everybody's got a trading card, Greg.
Pretty well. We
even
don't.
The Pope.
What?
Yeah,
the Pope has a trading card.
He batted .279 in the minors before he became Pope.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, now I see where you're
29
going.
29 RBIs, 15 home runs. I mean, you know, he still needs to get a little experience under his belt, but not bad for a pontiff.
Yeah.
You don't have your pontiff cards?
Can't say. I got a collection now.
The election of the first American gained worldwide attention in early May, not just among the faithful, but also among collectors who sought to capitalize on the fact that the new pontiff is not just an American, but an avid baseball fan.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. White Sox.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody can be a Tigers fan and, you know. Win 50 games this year sooner than anybody else, but it is what it is.
This year.
Easy, Tiger.
What?
Okay. Topps now released a limited edition trading card commemorating the historic moment and has paid off in a big way. The Pope Leo card has been in high demand, resulting in the production of 133,535 copies at the time of this writing. On Sunday, the Pope Leo card. Well, this was a superfractor, one of one. There's only one.
Expialidocious? What?
That sold for, don't ask me.
Okay.
Sold for $16,500 at auction through Fanatics Collect.
Wow.
$16,500.
Okay.
They also printed a white smoke variation card. You know, the white smoke.
Yes, yes.
Right? Okay. And white socks.
Okay, see what they did there. That's clever. That's clever.
Yep. Right. They printed 267 of those cards to honor him as the 267th Pope.
Okay.
Of the Roman Catholic Church.
Wow.
Yep. So,
see, the meme I saw the other day said that the president's tariffs were doing so well that we had to have an American pope.
Nice. After much speculation over where the pope's true baseball allegiance lie, the pontiff appeared in a black White Sox hat for pictures earlier this month, settling the dispute and leaving Cubs fans bitterly disappointed.
Oh, that had to be tough, because you know that originally, as soon as they knew, you know, they thought, oh, he's got to be a Cubs fan, right? And then when it came out, White Sox.
Now, do you think those people went to confession and said, I'm sorry about the bad thoughts I had? Because the Pope turned out to be a White Sox fan?
Wow, there's kind of irony in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes. We would personally like the Pope's forgiveness. It's not God we're concerned about. It's the Pope.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Pope, he is a direct line to the Lord, but apparently he doesn't talk baseball. Because the White Sox currently sit at 28-56, 24 and a half games out of first place. You know what, though? If they do turn things around, that would be a miracle.
It would be.
Yeah. And then you go from Pope to Saint.
Oh, man, big time.
Right? If miracles are performed.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's kind of like one of the benchmarks. Let's see here. Mother Teresa. Miracles performed. Check.
Okay.
Dedicated her life to Christianity. Check. Okay. The Pope's card.
I like it.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Yeah.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up. We'll catch all the headlines, the top stories, and some fun stuff. We'll mix it all in there like we always do and make a big old Bob Rose, Greg Cassidy cake. Yummy. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I like cake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.